What's going on, everybody? Welcome into the TFA Instant Reactions to round one of the NFL Draft. I'm Robbie Jeffries here with the guy, Kevin Steele, talking all of the trades, all of the fantasy implications for the six wide receivers and single quarterback taken in the first round of the NFL Draft, where they went, how that affects what they're going to do here in their rookie season. Kevin, this was kind of a defensive draft, but we still had a really interesting wide receivers taken at spots that I don't think we necessarily thought going into it. A lot of trade-ups for these guys in the middle of that draft there. Talk to us about what picks you liked, what landing spots you liked. Maybe start out with those wide receivers.
Yeah, honestly, I think the best picks ended up being probably the ones that were already in the NFL. Like, I really like the move for Hollywood Brown going to Arizona. Obviously, DeAndre Hopkins is still there. Rondale Moore, but I think he enters a situation where he's a great deep threat for this offense. I know Zach Ertz is still there, but he's getting older and stuff like that. But for the most part, I think this is an offense that he's going to step into a pretty decent target share in this offense. And so I actually like that move for Hollywood Brown, one that could actually yield better returns even for Hollywood Brown, because you know, Baltimore is much more of a run-first team. And what we saw last year with that 61%, run-to-pass, it was completely out of character for what the Ravens normally do. I think that goes back to, you know, it may have to do with anything with the defense and everything else, how bad it was. So I actually like this move a lot. I think it's a really net positive for Hollywood Brown. A.J. Brown, I think, is going to be very interesting going to the Eagles. This is a team that also really ran the ball a lot, was really run heavy last year. But I also look at this as a move that, you know, this is kind of the shit or get off the pot moment for Jalen Hurts, because he is surrounded now with a great offense. Devonta Smith, first round pick last year, AJ Brown now, and as well as Dallas Goedert, right? So, I mean, there is no excuses whatsoever for Jalen Hurts. And I do think we see that pass attempt number probably go up pretty significantly this year, because they really need to see what they have in him. And, you know, because they do have two firsts next year, they have the Saints pick. So right now, I think those two stand out to me as the best picks. Now, as far as the guys that were drafted today, I kind of feel like that, like, there's no immediate, like, oh man, this is that excellent landing spot that we were all looking for. There's no, the Packers didn't take a wide receiver in the first round. The Chiefs didn't take a wide receiver in the first round. Like, there was none of that, like, great 100% year one, lock this guy in. Now, does that mean none of these guys are have any success year one? No. But I think for right now, I think it's going to press some of these guys, especially in redraft, fantasy value for year one, because who really stands out to you? Does anybody stand out to you of these guys that you're really excited about for year one?
You know, real quick, going back to the players that were traded, I want to make sure we talk about who's still there in Baltimore. And I think that's Rashad Bateman. And when we talk about these implications on wide receivers, Rashad Bateman, a guy that I was really excited about in the 2021 draft, he now has a little bit more of an opening. I don't think the Ravens are quite done. They're probably going to still draft somebody, because that wide receiver room is now kind of empty, especially if you're looking from a speed component. And there's definitely speed guys still in this draft. But Rashad Bateman's a guy that ticks up for me. I like how you talked about the Eagles situation. There's a lot of mouths to feed there in that offense. But if they do increase that attempts, yep, can we still get A.J. Brown, top 10 wide receiver? Can we get Devonta Smith as a top 20-ish, 24-ish wide receiver? Dallas Goedert as that top 5 or 6 tight end? I think we're all right on the cusp there with those guys. And then, yeah, for the rookies, I'd say one that stands out is going to be the first guy that comes off the board, and that's Drake London, right? We talk about all of these other spots where there's, it's an okay landing spot and we don't know the quarterback. Well, that's the same for him. But what's the one factor that's different is that wide receiver room's wide open. And I get it. There's Kyle Pitts there who's playing more of a hybrid role. He's not exclusively tight end. He's more of a wide receiver too. But we're talking about those two guys and Cordarrelle Patterson kind of being the only pass catchers of note right now. And this is a team that's probably going to have to throw the ball 600 times, because I think they're going to be in rebuild. They're going to be trailing. They're going to be bad this year. And so I really like Drake London. Maybe the touchdowns aren't there from what you want from some of these better teams. But, man, from a targets and volume perspective, he's very excited. And yeah, from the rest of these guys, I think we can kind of go back and forth on them. The next one that probably stands out to me, and I know you probably feel a little bit differently than me, but it is Chris Olave. And because of Jameis Winston's ability and what he showed in the first, 7 weeks of the 2021 season, we saw that he can make some guys fantasy relevant. We're talking about no names that he's getting into some fantasy relevance. And now Michael Thomas is probably back. Who's the best complement to a short intermediate route runner? It's your deep guy. It's your speed guy, a guy who can run any route, who can play inside, outside. And that's Chris Olave. And again, another team that's probably going to throw a lot because they're not going to be great. I get it. Kamara is going to take some pass catching work there as well, but he's going to stand out. And then Treylon Burks, I think he kind of is that one for one replacement. It's hard to replace all of what AJ Brown does, but if we look back to rookie AJ Brown, it looks like Treylon Burks is kind of that one to one replacement in terms of what you're looking for in a wide receiver that can get you yak, can get you handoffs out of the backfield. He can just score fantasy points, and it doesn't have to be in volume because you're probably not seeing that volume with that Titans run first offense, with Robert Woods still, being fantasy relevant, even if he is turning 30 this year. So those are three guys that come to mind. How about for you? Who's maybe the top one or two guys that you like?
I do agree that I think the Chris Olave one is interesting for this year because it's going to depend on how ready Jameis Winston is coming off that major injury that he has. Because if we're talking about, if he is not the starting quarterback to start the year, then I'm not as excited. But, you know, we do know Jameis Winston has that D-gaff attitude, that chuck it deep guy. Like, we didn't really see it with him when Sean Payton was there, but now Sean Payton is gone. And I think that's another factor that we have to keep in mind with this offense, because we don't really know what this offense is going to look like under Dennis Allen. I mean, Dennis Allen's had his opportunity as a head coach before, and it did not work out or in very well at all. And so we'll have to see kind of how this looks. So without Sean Payton there, kind of the guy who's been pulling all the strings here and making this team as relevant as it has been, because this team could ultimately be really bad this year. And the Eagles look just tremendous for making the move that they did by trading that pick for them. But just on a fantasy perspective, though, I do think Chris Olave for year one might have the best inside track to being that guy, because right now we have no idea what to expect from Michael Thomas. I mean, it's really been 3 years since he's really been relevant, right? Coming off with all these injuries, he's almost 30 years old now. I mean, he really could be. And then you still have Marquez Callaway, who's still there. But, you know, he is much more of a guy that I think that's probably more of the wide receiver three variety, possibly wide receiver two, depending on what happens with Michael Thomas. But so I do like the move for him. The other one, I do think that, you know, Drake London, as at least from a target perspective, is probably going to be there. I don't know, though, what this offense is going to look like, because I think they're going to be a team that's going to try to run the ball. We know Marcus Mariota is a running quarterback, but we've never really seen Mariota in an offense where he has had to throw the ball a ton either, because 453 pass attempts is the most he's ever had in his career. That was 2017. The most touchdowns he's ever had in his career was 26, and that was in 2016. Obviously he's had a lot of time to kind of sit back. You know, he hasn't really, you know, been the starter for the last 2 years, you know, once he has been gone from the Titans. So overall, you know, we're going to have to wait and see kind of with Marcus Mariota. I'm not super excited. I've never really been a big Marcus Mariota guy, but I think with his running upside and everything else, you know, the targets can be there for Drake London, because like you mentioned, they have nobody else there. I do think it's possible they could take another wide receiver in the next couple of rounds here. But I felt like at least on the surface for Drake, the pick didn't make as much sense for the Falcons. This team is really bad. You didn't really need to take the wide receiver there when they did. But regardless of that, it happened. So other than that, you know, Treylon Burks is interesting because there is nobody else there. But I just don't love this offense at all. This is going to be a very low-volume offense. Robert Woods is there, but, you know, whatever Robert Woods has left. But the thing with Robert Wood or with AJ Brown is he always had to win with efficiency. And so if Treylon Burks is not as efficient as AJ Brown has been able to be in his career, it's going to be a really big problem, because we've never seen AJ Brown get some huge target share in that offense. It's never been the case. He's always won on efficiency. And so if Treylon Burks can't do that, while sure, he might see 80, 90, maybe even 100 targets year one, like, it's going to really depend on how efficient he can be with those targets to be how useful he is. And then the last guy, I guess, Jameson Williams. Like, I don't really know what to go with this, because that defense could still be bad. Yes, they added Aiden Hutchinson there.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But, you know, they still have a lot of pieces. The secondary is not very good, so they could be a team having to throw the ball a lot. But I will say, last year, they did a very good job of keeping themselves in games. They weren't getting blown out, you know, every single game. And so, you know, if that's the case, I don't know how many targets are going to be there when you have Swift out of the backfield catching passes, Hockenson catching passes. They brought in DJ Chark. Amon Ross St. Brown is there. Obviously, they love Jameson Williams, and they traded all the way up from 32 to 12. Shocked that they made that big of a move to go get him at where they stand and where they're at. But I love Jameson Williams. He has been my kind of my wide receiver one, two throughout this entire process. And I think, you know, more long term, this could be a fantastic move for him. Depending on, you know, if they end up being terrible again this year and then they were able to get somebody like Bryce Young next year. Because whoever, if they can do that and you can insert a solid quarterback into this, this guy enters a great spot with an offense that is 100% ready-made for that person to go. And so, you know, I don't mind it, but, you know, I think year one, I think there's going to be some splash weeks for sure for Jameson Williams, but I don't know if it's going to be one where he's a weekly guy that we're talking about, kind of like, you know, even a wide receiver too. He might be a wide receiver three flex option for at best.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm glad you brought him up because he's a guy that when people have been talking about Amon Ross St. Brown and the breakout he had, I think sometimes we forget Hockenson was gone, Swift was gone, and they're probably going to draft somebody. And, oh, yeah, they brought in DJ Chark. I know it's DJ Chark, but that's going to be another guy that's going to see some target share, right? So we now have what I would call a crowded room for a not great offense, right? A not elite quarterback and a not great offensive passing system. And so there's going to be some disappointments there between some guys. And honestly, I think the odd man out might be Amon Ross St. Brown. I do like Jameson Williams as a prospect better. And so I think dynasty wise, I'm excited about him, but you're right. Year one, we're probably holding back a little bit. And I'm going to repeat that for Garrett Wilson, who is a guy that a lot of people had as their wide receiver one, maybe wide receiver two, if you liked Williams or Drake London or Burks above him, but he's right there as kind of the safe prospect, right? Like he can fit in anywhere and do well. And I said this going before the draft, I think on our mock show that we did live, is that whoever landed with the Jets, I was going to be a little bit down on them just initially, right? We see an offense that's building. We talked about this on the draft show that we love what the Jets are doing, but year one, as we're still seeing Zach Wilson grow, as we have Elijah Moore in that offense, Corey Davis is still there. Now you have Garrett Wilson. I don't know how those targets all mash out, and I don't know how much the touchdown rate's going to be there for Zach Wilson. It's going to get better, but I'm not going to see the 30th, 29th offense jump to a top 10 offense, right? We're going to see maybe more middle of the pack. And so down on Garrett Wilson, maybe year one, still okay with him from a dynasty perspective, because I do think this is an offense that's trending upwards. Did you have anybody that you were really disappointed with their landing spot where you're actually like, hey, they got first round capital, but I hate the landing spot. Maybe it's a kind of a stock down for a first round guy.
Jahan Dotson, do not love the landing spot for going to the Commanders. It's just, and again, this is more of a year one type thing too, because we could be looking at a situation depending on what they do with Terry McLaurin, where Terry McLaurin's gone after this year, or you know, he is another one of those guys like DK Metcalf and AJ Brown, not AJ Brown anymore because he signed the extension, but that draft class is now coming due. And now, yes, they could franchise Terry McLaurin, and you know, him to still be back next year, But, you know, Jahan Dotson, it's just with Carson Wentz. Like, Carson Wentz just doesn't really make wide receivers all that fantasy relevant. You might have one guy, kind of like how we had last year with Michael Pittman. But, like, I just do not expect that all these guys are going to be very fantasy relevant. And it's just tough. I like Jahan Dotson, the player. You know, a lot of the stuff that you hear about him is absolutely true. I know Matt Harmon loved Jahan Dotson, said he was one of the best wide receivers in this class. He has the best hands in this class, excellent route runner. Like, there's a lot of love with Jahan Dotson. It's just I don't love the quarterback that and the situation that they're in there with Carson Wentz. And so it's really hard to get truly super excited about him with Terry McLaurin there, you know, as well. Now, there's not a lot past that. You know, I guess Curtis Samuel, I think Curtis Samuel is still there. You know, stuff like that. And, the tight end situation is whatever it is. But so overall, I just don't love the landing spot for year one. But I think moving forward, it could be a great landing spot for him because I do love the player. It's just interesting. We saw this huge run at wide receiver, right? It started with Drake London at 8. Then we have Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Jameson Williams, Jahan Dotson, Treylon Burks, right? And then all of a sudden, we haven't seen a wide receiver since. The rest of the draft was nothing. But defensive players, some offensive linemen, quarterback, another conversation for another day. But, so there is still a ton of guys available sitting out there. I mean, in terms of wide receivers, none of the running backs have been selected. We still have, in terms of wide receivers, George Pickens is still sitting out there. Sky Moore, Christian Watson. So there's still a lot of really good pieces. Trey McBride, a tight end, is still sitting out there. So day two, day three is going to be really exciting. But as far as the first round, I think the trades were more exciting. The landing spots for the wide receivers, we'll get more into it. We'll be able to dig more deeper into these guys. But for right now, there's no standout. Like, yes, like great landing spot. Super excited about this one. I do think that long term, there could be there's some good landing spots here. And I think, you know, and that could end up really working out. And, you know, where things kind of clear out for somebody, for some of these guys. But for right now, I'm just not like immediate reaction isn't like, hell yeah. Love this landing spot for this guy, wheels up for this guy. But, you know, we have a lot of offseason to go and to kind of see where these guys trickle out. But, you know, if some offenses take a step forward, like, for example, the Jets, if Zach Wilson can take a big step forward this year, this could be a great landing spot for Jameson Williams because it's really him and Elijah Moore that's there. Yes, Braxton Berrios is also there. They brought him back, but he's more of a slot guy. So that could end up being a great spot. We kind of talked about, you know, Jared Goff has made multiple wide receivers fantasy relevant. So it's possible that Jameson Williams could, you know, could be a guy that's like a wide receiver three, wide receiver four. But overall, you know, I just don't think, you know, it's a there's just no slam dunk right now.
Yeah, when we talk about these fantasy options, it's really a lot of wide receivers that go in round one. We don't see any running backs go. We don't see any quarterbacks go other than Kenny Pickett at 20 to the Steelers. It's the latest a quarterback has gone since 2000. That's as far back as I went. It could be even further. So that kind of tells you what you need to know about these quarterbacks for at least this redraft first year for them. Tight ends, again, we're waiting on the first one to come off of the board. So day two is going to have a lot of stuff fantasy-wise that we need to pay attention to, and we're going to have it all for you right here. We're starting 6 Central, 7 Eastern, a live draft show for day two. Make sure you guys tune in. We're also going to have another instant reactions. We're going to be talking about all of these picks going forward, and we're going to have rookie profiles for you all as the season goes on so you guys can learn about these rookies and getting into the season. You can learn about all these redraft players that you need to know about. Keep it locked right here at the Fantasy Authority. We'll catch you guys next time.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol. So finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know. You to go out to closing time. This room won't be open till your brothers or your sisters come. So gather up your jackets, move it to the exits. I hope you have found a friend. Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.